Anyway, so the Gemara says here that agav, it's discussion of a person who, you know, pashat yado, you know, malaya l'rishus acheres. That was what happened. He was in rishus ayaki. He put his hand out into another rishus, and the Gemara wanted to know whether or not his hand is considered to be, since he crossed the threshold with something in it. So the second he did that, his hand is kind of clashing with his body. I don't mean in colors, but in it's malay something in a different rishus, and therefore the Gemara wanted to know whether midrabanan we consider it to be like a karbalist, in which case he shouldn't be able to bring his hand back. And then the Gemara says, and even if it isn't a karbalist, maybe we should make this gzera drabanan that, you know, maybe he'll put it down and so on. So that's the Gemara suffix. So the context of that, the Gemara is dealing more broadly with the question of to what extent will we make, or are we worried about drabanans when the drabanans, you know, but being makbid on the drabanan may, you know, dictate that he'll violate a daraisa, right? That's the question. So that's the Gemara's question, because the Gemara says, listen, when you put your hand over there, if we say you can't bring it back, you might get tired, you might put it down. If you put it down, that's a daraisa. If we let you pull it back, so at most that's a gzeira drabanan, but it'll save you from a daraisa. So this is the question. How utilitarian, let's say, are we when it comes to matters of Iser, right? Will we sacrifice an Iser drabanan, right, in order to safeguard an Iser daraisa? So agav that, the Gemara says, well, what about hidbik pas betanur? So the Gemara quotes here, tifshad rabibi rabaya. This is on the bottom of Gimel and Beis. Rabibi rabaya, hidbik pas betanur. If a person puts a bread in the oven, or dough in the oven, really, the Gemara seems to be assuming, and this is the first discussion that we're going to have tonight, we're in the middle of, and that is the Gemara seems to be assuming that redia tapas, that scraping the pas out of the oven, is a problem. You're not allowed to do that. We have to figure out why. Why can't you do that? But the Gemara is assuming that you can't do it. So the question is, even if that means that you have to leave the dough in the oven and it'll become baked, which is a daraisa, right? In other words, hemidu divrayim, they insisted on this isa drabanan of redia sapas, even b'makom balacha, even b'makom daraisa. So that's what the Gemara wants to know. That's the Gemara's question. Boy, rabibi barabai, hivi pas tan, retiru lo ledosa karm sham ledechi uchatas, o lo etiru. And the Gemara was trying to figure out, tifshot, yes or not. So obviously, the very fact that there can be a discussion in the Gemara implies that redia sapas is prohibited in some level. What's wrong with, what is redia sapas? I mean, it's not listed in the Av Malachos, in the Mishnah, Nafayin Gimel, in Kal Gadol. What is the problem of redia sapas? Moreover, the Gemara, in addition to this Gemara, there are two other interesting Gemaras. One is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara is really speaking about, as you can imagine, Tkiyas Shofar. Right? The Gemara talks there about the need for two psukim. We've talked about this before, Rosh Hashanah, numerous times, right? There's two psukim in the Torah. One is Zichron Shrua, and the other is Yom Shrua Yelachem. In Parshas Emor, it says Zichron Shrua. In Parshas Pinchas, it says Yom Shrua Yelachem. And the Gemara originally thought that one refers to a regular Rosh Hashanah, which falls out during a weekday. The other refers to Rosh Hashanah Shchalios B'Shabbos. That's the one of Zichron Trua. We kind of, you know, on a certain level accept that, because if you notice, whenever Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos in the Nusach HaTfilah, we call it Zichron Trua. Even though the Gemara kind of, you know, recanted this Havamina, because the Gemara says, well, what are you talking about? You know, what's the issue of Tkiyas Shofar on Shabbos? In our Torah, there's no Iser to blow the shofar on Shabbos. It's Chokmahi, the Eina Malacha. Now the Gemara says that Rediyas, Apas, and Kiyas Shofar are Chokmah, the Eina Malacha. So the Rishonim all asked, according to that Gemara, what's the Gemara saying? It's not a Malacha. So what's the problem here in our Sugya? That's the question. In other words, the question is a good question, mostly. I mean, on two levels, it could be a good question. On one level, it's a good question. If you think that chachma eino malacha would mean that it's mutter, if the word chachma just signifies eino malacha, not that it's in its own right also midrabanan, So the question is, well, if it's mutter, what's the problem here? There's an inequality to the sapek. What, he should leave it in the oven and let it bake for what reason? There's not even any sidrabanan. So our Gemara would seem to imply, even though the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is explaining that, you know, shofar and rediyas hapas are not a problem, right? Our Gemara would seem to assume that they are a problem. And then there's a third Gemara, that's the Gemara on Kuf Yud Zayin, which we also have printed here on our sheets. Okay, where the Gemara says, "Atanis beirabishma, Torabanan shachach pas betanur the kiddush alavayom atzilim mazon gimel suudos." Person left bread in the oven, and he needs that bread for his Shabbos meal. So and came Shabbos, atzilim mazon gimel suudos. You're allowed to take out three suudos worth. Omer lacherim bo atzil lachem. You can invite other people to also take out three each. Ukeshu roda. Lo yirda b'mirda el b'sakin, and when he scrapes it out for this purpose, it sounds like he should do it not with a scraper but with a knife. The Gemara says, "Eini atanid the Rabbi Shmuel losas kamalacha yatzus kias shofar udias apas sheichachma the ena malacha." What do you mean? What's the problem? Why does he need a sakin? Let him take it out with the mirda. It's not a malacha. It's only a chachma. So the Gemara says, "Come the efshal l'shnuye mishanina." As long as you can do b'shinu, it's better. So basically you have three Gemaras. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, you could have said, means that it's Mutter Legamri. Because the Gemara there is only interested in showing that you don't need a Pasuk Zichron Trua, or Zichron Trua didn't mean the idea that there's no Tekiah Shofar, Minat Torah, on Shabbos, is this wrong? It's Xerah, Shemi Avrana Dalaramos, Breshus Harabin, but there's no Daraisa issue, because Kachma Ben Malach. Now the Gemara there doesn't say that it's not also Midrabanan, but it also doesn't say that it is Asur Minarbanan. It just calls it Chachma and says that it is Asur Minat Torah. The Gemara here on Kuf Yud Zayin, on the other hand, is interesting. Because on the one hand, the Gemara seems to say that there's a problem with Rediyas HaPas, you can only take out Gimel Sudos worth. Moreover, but then the Gemara says, well, you know, Kishim Yabo, Lirados, he should do so with a Sakin and not a mirda. That would also imply that there's some sort of a at least drabanan problem. But then inexplicably the Gemara asks the question, what do you mean? But it's only a chachma. So what if it's only a chachma? It's still drabanan, right? Then the Gemara answers, im afshel shnuye mishaninan. Fine, but what do they think before they gave that answer? In other words, mostly the Gemara in Kuf Yud Zayin seems to imply that there's at least an issur drabanan, but there is a moment at least where the Gemara seemed to have either forgot about that, or they didn't think, at least, given the Gimel Sudos and so on, that there would be a requirement of a Shinui. Then there's our Gemara, which is the very strong in the other direction, and that is, the Gemara is considering the possibility that you're going to violate Afiyah rather than do Rediyas HaPas. How could that be? It can only be if Rediyas HaPas is something significant. Okay, you added a question. Yeah.
I was just wondering, the Rosh said that there's no rabbi from the Maror Rosh Hashanah that it's not Asim and Rabbanan. If it would have been Asim and Rabbanan, Mark could have said, instead of looking for kind of Siyag the Raisa on Shema Yavireh, he could have said, yeah, it's part of the Rabbi also. That they could have just come out right outright.
Right, but the Gemara there doesn't really...
It seeks for an alternative reason for...
Well, put it this way. When the Gemara originally brings it in, yeah, it brings it in to explain that you don't need a pasuk
right
to tell you that there's no shofar b'Shabbos because in the Torah there is shofar b'Shabbos.
Right.
So that part of it, and that's where the Gemara says Chachma v'Ena Malach. So I'm saying, at that point, there's no reason to think that Chachma means that it's also Midrabanan. The important thing to walk away from is that Chachma means it's not also Minat Torah.
Right.
Now you're raising another point. You're saying, yeah, but at the end of the Gemara when it says, by the way, isn't it true that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, and they say, Gzeirah Shem Yavrenu Da'anam Tzvish Sarabim, why don't they say, because it's a Chachma?
Because
the answer to that might be that maybe a Chachma alone wouldn't, number one, you might say Shem Rav Nelam Dalad Amshus Rabin is worse.
Yeah, it's a Shiyag
Darayah.
And secondly, What?
According to Jonas, you can never blow. But according to
on Shabbos,
you could blow on Shabbos.
Exactly.
That's the only rips the rip blew and his base member.
Yeah.
According to Jonas, exactly. You can never blow.
No. Yeah.
If I say Asa, then I can never blow a Shabbos.
Right. That's what I was about to say.
I'm not trying to ask his kid.
That's what I was also about to say.
No, but that's what the Gemara doesn't take that as that position.
Right.
Overblown.
Okay. That's overblown.
That's what would be. This is exactly what I was about to say. What would be would there be a difference between Rosh Hashanah, Shachar Yom B'Shabbos, and some other Shabbos? And that also may be the difference, right? To say that a chachma, even if it's a drabbanon, can interfere with the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar, maybe that you wouldn't do,
right?
As opposed to Gzeirah Shavu'ot Da'anam is B'Shus Harav. But as far as other Shabbos is concerned, that's a different story. Right, where there's no counter pressure of the Kiyama Mitzvah. Anyway, so you can see what's going on here, that the question of the status of this Radia Sapas together with Kiyah Shofar is an issue. Now, in terms of the evidence, yeah.
In terms of the Yisra field, if a person was, let's say, he's with Pasquitano, he's outside, and all the ingredients are there for him to come to an Yisra field,
right?
And then there's an enormous storm, and it puts out the oven. That means that he didn't do anything wrong?
I mean, it didn't bake.
It didn't bake.
He did nothing wrong. I mean, we're not going to honor him at the shul dinner. But he doesn't.
Maybe he didn't do all that food.
What?
I can give him shlishi.
Can you give him shlishi? I mean, he didn't do it. He was saved by the hashgacha, and he didn't violate. So there's no aveira. But obviously he wasn't careful on Shabbos, and
no, he had intention of being over.
Machshava ra. I don't know, or maybe just had a shogay. But we'll get to that. We're going to get to the whole question. We're going to get to the question of Afia. I hope tonight. If not, it'll be right after Pesach. I think I mentioned last week. We're going to speak about the relationship between Zriya, planting, and Afia, baking. And the relationship in the Achronim between them as well. Meaning, because both of them
don't come right away.
Don't come right away. In both cases, there's a time lag. Now, in the case of Zareya, it's also usually past Shabbos time lag.
Right.
And in the case of Afia, it's, you know, whatever time it takes, you know, to Afia. So when you have a two-phased or two-stage malacha, it's a very fascinating question to try to understand, you know, the relationship between those phases. Is it what I would call front-loaded or back-loaded or something in between? Nafkamina will be, right, what happens, things like you're talking about. Let's say you planted, right, and then after Shabbos or later the same day, whatever it is, you uprooted it. Okay, let's say, and that might be different than having kavana to uproot it when you put it in. So when you put it in, you intended to keep it there. And then later on, you thought better of it and you uprooted it. What's the halacha? That's a huge debate among the Achronim, among the poskim. The Rosh Shash, the Avnei Nezer, the Minchas Chinuch, Chalkas Yoav. This is like one of the most famous debates around. Okay. Similarly, with regard to baking, Afia, well, Zoreya, we know, usually what happens in Zoreya is you plant it, and it really only catches, meaning it starts, it's the hashrasha, whatever you want to call it, klita, hashrasha, whatever it is usually after Shabbos. But that's just the way Zariya is, right? But what about Afia? Let's say you put something in the oven an hour before Motzai Shabbos, and it takes 2 hours to bake. And it only bakes on Motzai Shabbos. So are you chai for Afia, for baking that took place afterwards? Right? That's kind of the opposite of your question. You're talking about, you put it in the oven, it's scheduled to bake during Shabbos, and then you walked away, and you were lucky that something happened, some accident happened, and he got saved. Right? Here's the opposite, what I call the parallel opposite case. And you put it in the oven, but, you know, it's not going to bake on Shabbos. So this, too, is a major, major debate among the same Achronim. Part of the debate is whether or not you can learn Zoreya from Afia, right, in terms of being not front-loaded, but also back-loaded, mean that the result also matters. Some people say no, and some people say yes, just like Afia. Similarly, can you learn afia from Zoreya that it can be totally front loaded? In other words, when you're Zoreya, right, it's gonna the klita is gonna take place during the week, and that doesn't matter. It's all front loaded, right? So what if you have a front loaded afia? Right? So that's gonna be part two if we get there today, and the continuation on Dalid Amud Aleph. We'll talk about some of the Rishonim here already seem to be weighing in on this issue, and that's the Achronim, is that whole group that I mentioned. But before we get to that, I want to finish more about Radia Safat. Anyway, so the Rif, and earlier the Rabbeinu Hananel quotes already that the Rach, the Rif, I think we read it a little bit last time. The Kashulan, Nechdi, Radia Safat, Chachm Bavena Malacha, and so on. So what we saw last time is that Tosas in Shabbos on Kufi Zayin Amadeus and Tosis in Rosh Hashanah both assume that Chachma Veinu Malacha means Osir Midrabanan. Now that explains pretty much everything. The only thing it doesn't explain a little bit is the Hava Mina in the Gemara, where the Gemara said, well, why do you need a Shinui? It's only a Chachma. But even that, you might say, you know what? At this point, since they were Matirid for Gimel Sudos and it's only Drabanan, so maybe you don't even need a shinui, and the Gemara says, yes, it's still Drabanan, you need a shinui. Okay. However, in addition to that, the Bali Tosis in Rosh Hashanah also quoted Rabbeinu Hananel, who said that maybe there are two lishas. There's a lisha at the stage of L'achar Afia, means something bakes, and then you want to, I'm sorry, there's a Radia, sorry, after Afia, and then there's a Radia after the Nesina Batanor, when it's still doughy. And the idea seems to be, the way Tosis reads in Rosh Hashanah, the way he quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, is that even then it's only Drabanan, but it's a Drabanan which is Ke'ein Lisha, and therefore we're more Machmir. That's Rabbeinu Hananel is quoted in Tosis there, and that's what he says. Listen, we're much more Machmir. In our Gemara, we're talking about not L'achar Afia, which is what they're talking about in Rosh Hashanah, but L'achar Nesina Batanur. And that's why our Gemara doesn't say anything. Our Gemara is, there are three Gemaras. Our Gemara doesn't say anything about Chachma Veinu Malacha. Right? Our Gemara is talking about a more Chamor Drabanan, and therefore maybe even one that Hamidu Devrayim, even B'makom, Isur Afia, Gemura. That's Rabbeinu Hananel's quote in Tosas. However, what we're up to is I wanted to point out that Tosas, that Rabbeinu Hananel in our Gemara says it much more sharply, makes it seem like it's actually a din daraisa of Lisha. If you look at Rabbeinu Hananel here, this is on page, what page is it? Two? One. Sorry, one, right? The Kashala, Nechti Radia Sapas Chokhma Veinu Malacha. Right? The Garcina Perak Kelkisvea Kodesh. And I think it's page one, right? Page two?
Yeah.
I apologize, right. Page two. Sorry. Page two, entry number three. The Koshala, Nechti Rudias Apas Chacham Meina Malacha, the Garcin Parakal Kisvei HaKodesh, Tana Devei Shmuel, Komalak Zavod Elosas, Yotzat Kiyah Shofar Rudias Apas, Shei Chacham Meina Malacha, the Kimin Shein Malacha, Amai Lo Pashti Ba Lehetera, if it's not a Malacha, it should be Mutter, right? What's our sugya talking about, that maybe he'll be, you know, stuck and he won't be able to remove it and it'll bake? The kibalnu merabo seinu kibayezu v'hatir b'pater mutar l'tikach lo itchita. So one daya is what we said already. It's also drabanan. Fine, that answers all the questions. The yesh omrim ki radia sapasu afuya hi chachma v'enu v'lacha. After it's baked, to remove it is not that difficult. That's a chachma veinu malacha. However, Ridiyasa b'oda isa, when it's still in the state of dough, kodim shiyikru panea, before it has krimas panim, malacha hi. Now the word malacha normally is a din daraisa. Wow. Halo tire hapaso apuya efshel dosa b'sak and a kiyotze ba. Right? The Gemara and Kufi Zayin says you don't even need a mirda. You can get away with a sakin. So, aval ha'isa, yef shalim dosa l'biyadayim. Everybody knows that if it's dough, you couldn't get it out with a knife, I guess. right? Shenimsa kemo losh v'yorech umetakin v'enu makalkel. There's a bit of a brilliant point here, which is that what Rabbeinu Chananel noted, which was that the other two Gemaras quote Chacham Aveinu Melacha, and our Gemara doesn't. And our Gemara is also the one where they're considering the harshest consequence of Rediyas HaPas, namely that he wouldn't even be able to save himself from a Melacha Safiya because he's not allowed to violate Rediyas HaPas. So Rabbeinu Chananel put that all together. They said, oh, and the Gemara Kuf Yizayin clearly is talking about bread. Or a fia rather, because it's talking about a sakin. So he put it all together very creatively and said we're talking about two different rediyas hapasas. But unlike Tosas in Rosh Hashanah, our Rebbeinu Chananel, the real Rebbeinu Chananel, sounds like a din d'oraisa. In which case you get a shocking chiddush, and that is that rediyas hapas d'oraisa
is equal,
right? Is permitted, possibly, or we're considering that maybe you're allowed to do Rediyas HaPas in order to save you from Afia. That's shocking. Or to use the expression, though he didn't mean it in this context, of the Balamor. Look at the Balamor for a minute. That's on page 3, I'm guessing. Okay. After the Rif. The Rif also asks the same question, like, what is this? Drabanan, Daraisa, Getter, etc. Fine. So the Balamor says, Avalabasha Kotsa Rif, the Makshar, Abanan, Baha Milson, Nechti, Rediyas HaPas, Chachma, Vena Malacha, Mai Taima, Lo Shari Rabanan, Allah Malacha, He, Ein Lekusha Zos, Lotam, Velo Reach. This is Balamor being a little humorous, right? The question has no taste and no smell. Right? We're talking about things that are in the oven. Right, she'ilo haisa malacha. What do you think? They would have been happier if. What are they bothered by? That the Gemara says that it's chachma veina malacha, and the question is, oh, if it's chachma veina malacha, what's the problem? So would they have been happier if the Gemara said that it was a malacha? Then what would we have been left with? The idea that she'ilo haisa malacha, heichi dochem malacha mepnei malacha. How can the Gemara have a havamina that you can do rediyas hapas to save yourself from a fia? You're going to do malacha 1 in order to save yourself from malacha 2. What's the rationality behind that? What? No, he's talking about the raisa.
He said
the raisa. Right? It's malacha. El avadai mipnei she'ina malacha. El achachma. Hutzukulatira. The problem is that it's only drabanan. And therefore, to save a daraisa, we'll do a drabanan. He says, but they riff. Well, he was complaining about this. So the irony is that in the real Rach, not the report of Bali Tosis, but the Rach that we have on our daf, really seems to be saying exactly that. So how could you say such a thing? So I was trying to suggest the other day that maybe it's real, and maybe the idea really is that when you do a malacha independently, you're chayiv, of course, but when you do a malacha to save yourself from a malacha, that malacha becomes a malachas agav and a malachas tafel in the same way that, you know, we say that, you know, darvashen miskaven or misasek, these are malachas agav in a way, meaning they aren't done frontally. You're not doing them with full intent, right? They're being done, but there's something of its stature that is lost in the process. So if I do malachas afia, that's one thing. But if I do rediyah sapas, a kind of a lush, in order to avoid a fia, maybe that's actually a proper strategy. Huge chiddush. The Ra'ah, I think I mentioned, when he tries to explain, you know, certain psik reshas, something which seems like a psik resha, usually say, modar abshim psik resha v'layamos. If you have a rule, dov shen miskavin, is mutter, lach shen tzrich l'gufa, is patur, according to Rab Shimon. But if it's a psik resha, meaning, if you're doing A and B happens, right, you can't say ein miskaven or and so on, because it's a psik resha. However, says the Ra'ah on Kuf Yud, I think Aleph Amud Aleph. However, if the malacha that you're doing, the psik resha part, let's say is a malachas agav v'tafel, right? Then maybe you're not chayav for it. Sorry?
I said the situation is it happens simultaneously.
Yeah.
Over here, we can...
No, I'm just giving the example of psikresha. I'm trying to show from the Ra'ah's view of psikresha that sometimes even when you do and you know you're doing a malacha d'oraisa, if it's a malachas agav b'tafel, that's different. So I'm suggesting that here, to save as a rescue malacha, that's what makes it agav b'tafel. You didn't do it out of an issue. You didn't do it because you wanted.
No.
You did it because you're trying to prevent something else.
When you're rescuing from the ether field, would that apply even if you did the field of the Shogate? At that point, you didn't know what Shabbos. And he'd be possibly talking.
So we'll get to that. So we'll get to that in Dalet Amud Aleph. If we get there, that's an issue. But it doesn't matter if it's become amazing or skila, or so shogeg. What exactly? We'll get to that. Yeah.
Would it matter if you put the pots in the oven before Shabbos or after Shabbos? If you did it after Shabbos, you're in trouble because one way or the other, you're going to have to.
Well, if you put the stuff in before, you're not chayav for a fiyah.
So
I mentioned the Achronim discuss lahalacha, what happens if you put it on Shabbos and it only bakes after. But if you actually put it in the oven prior to Shabbos, that is not a fiyah according to anybody.
But once you put it in after Shabbos, then either you're going to have to do the diyas hapas, which is lach, or you're going to have to do a fiyah.
Right, that's what we're talking about. So according to everybody but this Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not lach, it's diyas hapas drabban. Okay, anyways. Regarding Radiyas Apas Trabban, just a couple of other shitas, and you see the thinking here. So the Rabban disagrees with the Balamor, and he starts off with the, you know, with the humorous part, right? So he says the next piece, B'chamas Hashem, Amrakosev Yesh Batam Ki'ikar, right? Nothing like a good halachic sense of humor. So he said Ein Batam Ve'Ein Bareach, and he said Yesh Batam Ki'ikar. I mean, it's a good explanation, really. The Chenuk Shalom Arishonim, Lam Amru Kadesh Liyavo, Lidei Sriskiva, the Alma, everybody have it? It's the next piece, on page 3. Page 3 starts with the Rif, then comes the Ma'ora Katan, and then Muchamas Hashem. It says, Kosev Sefer Amar, and now I'm reading the next line. Amar Kosev Yesh Batam Kikar. The Chenuk Shalom Arishonim, Lam Amru Kadesh, the Alma e lav hachi the olam asira midrabanan the apal pichein lo atir lerdosa ela lo bilvad avachere masuim shein omrim vadam amod chatei b'shulsi zake chavercha v'lo itir perikol kisvei hakodesh bein lo bein acherim. He's saying, I don't understand this whole sugya. This gemara is so severe in our gemara that maybe you can't do rediyas hapas, and even if you can, maybe somebody else is not obligated to do Radiyas HaPas to save you. In other words, let's say Ruvain on Shabbos put this stuff in the oven, and if he walks away, he's going to be chayiv from Malacha Doraisa on Shabbos.
Right.
Shimon can do Radiyas HaPas to save Ruvain.
Right.
That's a little bit what the Gemara speaks about in Dalet Amud Aleph. That's a massive topic which we are going to discuss, called Chatei Kedei Shetazake Kavercho. They don't call it that in the Gemara, but it's a kind of Kol Yisrael Raven Zeb. Was that type of halacha? In other words, do I have to do an Aveira Katana to save you from an Aveira Gedola? Fascinating topic, right? So anyways, so it seems from the Gemara that Shimon doesn't have to do Radiyas HaPas to save Reuven from Afia. So obviously Radiyas HaPas is something quite significant, right? Va'alo Hitziru B'Perikol. On the other hand, in Perikol Kisvei HaKodesh Bein Lo Bein Acherim, they allowed you to be matzil gimel sudos, even if you have to do Radiyas HaPas. Okay, ubevad the sakin the hikshom b'detan in the beis shmuel the priku kamedav shul shulim shaninan mashem shafilu iser shvus lo gazru elishin tzricho l'shanos.
Right,
it's not even a it's less than a shvus.
Right.
That's why they weren't. They thought you didn't even need a shinui. So they said, okay, you need a shinui. Why? Because they decided it's a shvus. Not according to the Ramban, even though it's less than a shvus, means it's a very minor level drabanan. Nonetheless, mishaninan. But you have to understand that there are interesting klalim being discussed here, right? The level of drabanan, and what this level of drabanan, right, requires in terms of pressure, counter pressure, shinui, things of that sort, lichvod Shabbos, right, etc. So the Ramban so far is playing down the din of Radiyah Fapas and by extension Tkiya Shofar very considerably. He's not saying it's mutter, obviously. It's not. I can't read the Gemara that it's mutter. But he's saying it's less than a shvus. But you still need a shinui. The Khan, Yatsirum, even a shinui, he's saying, well, let's go back to our Gemara. In our Gemara, right, they're going to make you violate a Doraisa for this minor, minor Darabanan. Or, so do it b'shinui. Do it b'sakin. To save yourself from a fia. Even that, they won't let you do. It's such a minor thing. And do it even more minorly. B'shinui. What's going on here? V'od she'enira, she'ena shinui, hazeh, should be, elam ipnei she'mematin, hatzala, kedarka, kamed afshar. It sounds like the requirement, this is a fascinating line of the Ramban. Ramban says, the requirement of shinui, in his opinion, is not a din. He's trying to explain the question and the answer. Right? The Gemara says, Radiyah Fapas, so you're allowed to do it, right? Then the Gemara says, so what do you need a shinui for? The Gemara says, you should do shinui as much as possible. So instead of saying, oh, the Gemara changed its mind about when you need a shinui, right, relative to the level of Drabanan, right, the Ramban came up with an einfala, new idea, and that is, Ramban says, you know, from the perspective of Radiyah Fapas per se, that wouldn't require shinui. But what you have to understand is that Hatzalas Gimel Seudos itself is a kind of a chalos. It gives stature to what you're doing here. Normally we think of that as the heter, part of the heter, lichvod Shabbos. It is. But Hatzalas Gimel Seudos, why can't you do matzah more than Gimel Seudos? Because it's an undertaking. Right? More than Gimel Seudos, it's an undertaking. That's what he's trying to say. On the one hand, you don't need it. And on the other hand, it's an undertaking. So what he's saying, the reason for the shinui is in order to... Hatzalah itself is a problem on Shabbos. Hatzalah is a reason to do it. And it's also a reason why it's a problem. Because since you're gaining from it, that gives it stature to what you're doing. So that's not a Shabbos thing. You shouldn't be saving food on Shabbos. Right? So what he's saying is the din of shinui in the Gemara, said from Radiyah Fapas point of view, there's a heter because of Kavod Shabbos, so what do you need shinui for? Right? So the Gemara's answer is you need shinui because it's Hatzalah, the Shabbos. Not because it's Radiyah Fapas. That's how the Ramban learns the Gemara. Amazing. Right? So it plays the idea of Hatzalah, but it plays down further Radiyah Fapas. So what's going on with our sugya? What, do you really think this minor drabanan, which doesn't even need a shinui from its own point of view, and yet you're going to violate Doraisa because you shouldn't violate it?
Radiyah Fapas is a maisa. We're talking about Meleches Shabbos.
Yeah.
Melech means a maisa. Radiyah Fapas is a maisa.
Okay.
The Afira, the maisa already took place.
And if it's front-loaded.
Yes, and this is Memela. Right. So you're going to say we should enact a maisa in order to save something that doesn't require anything.
Very good. So that, I mean, again, we're a little ahead of ourselves, but that's a line, excellent, that's a line in Bali Tosis. When Tosis discusses the question, the Gemara later on, as I mentioned, says, let Shimon, right, do Radiyah Fapas to help out Reuven, to save Reuven from Malacha, right? So the Gemara says, look here, the Atatosis on Dalar Amal, just for a second, the Chiyomer L'Adam, the Gemara says, Chatei B'Shvil Shekizake Chamero, is Shimon supposed to throw himself on his spiritual sword for Reuven? Right? Tatosis says, V'Hod Omer B'Chol Ma'arvin, we'll get the whole thing later, but Revi Savar Nichola L'Chavid Elevid Yisra Kalila V'Elevid Amaritz Yisra Rabba, Hasum Kedesha L'Yochal Amaritz Tevel Yado, Damar Malei L'Cha, This is what you just said. Hamaisa shall isur kvar nasa. because it's going to happen mimela. Umimela yigmar. Right? Lo yasa afilu yisr kal biyadayim. What? That's a front-loaded assumption. So we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that. But that is what Tulsa says about that case.
Which is really
anyway.
Working against what we've been talking all along. Right.
Exactly. Well, not completely. I mean, you could still prevent the... It's front-loaded when it happens.
When it
concludes. If you stop it, you can undo it.
Right. So then,
we'll see. The Rishonim they hear, Tosis discusses Hasra Safek, right? What if the Chachamim tell you, I think I mentioned this last week, the Chachamim tell you cannot take the food out of the oven because of the Idiyas Hapas. Do you really violate? Or are you an Anus now? It's kind of a Tchilas of a Pshia, but Tzalok of Anus, is it? Depends where's the Malacha, the Tchila or the Sof? So there are a lot of issues connected with this problem, and we'll get to them. Anyways, the Ramban here says what? B'chein nami mashma, afil yosem mimazen, gimel sudas mutal erdos, afilu ochos erdos shalol etzorech, l'arbu gimel sudas ala bebala hatzil, shin matzilim in adlaika ala mazen gimel sudas. This is part of the same idea, that hatzala is actually worse in some cases than a neutral thing, because it's a different kind of a process. Basically, the Ramban of Al Rishonim is trying to knock down Rudiyas Hapas to practically nothing. Basically, he basically is saying Rudiyas Hapas, the Chachma, it's Asur only when it's totally gratuitous. Meaning to do it for no reason is Asur. Anything other than that is Mutter. I but Lishanosa. So that's what I said. That's why you need Kvod Shabbos. If it's Kvod Shabbos isn't a Matir for the Ramban. If it's Kvod Shabbos, there's no Osir, because it's not Miutar. It's not redundant. It's not superfluous. Why do you need to Mishana? The Shinu has nothing to do with Rediyas Hapas. It has to do with Hatzalah. Okay? Amazing. V'od Shana B'tkios, same thing. Shok K'dei L'tzal V'shtad Katan, K'dei L'had B'kpas B'tanur, V'tukei V'shov, Shema Mino De B'shabbos Mutal Erdosa Shei Chachma Afilu Yisur Shvus Vein Ba. It's less than a Shvus. Usually we think Shvus is less than a Malacha Drabanan. Right? Now, I mean, the terminology is sometimes not used consistently, but normally what we call a Malacha Drabanan is a Malacha Kein Doraisa, and a Shvus is one lower than that. The Ramban saying it's less than a Shvus. Uparik L'Rabbeinu Agadol, the Rif said, Dili Olam, it is a Shvus. Shum Shvus Yeshba. V'lo Etiru, Bein Be'Bala Hatzil, Bein Be'Alma, Ele B'Shinui, U'Lechlon Shah. This is the change that the Rith, right, highlights. We thought that Rudiyas Hapas was just when it's miyutar, and it's a shvutz.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
You say a certain malacha is a chachma. If you want to kvetch, you can say that about every malacha.
No, they chachma be'ena malacha.
That's what I mean. Chachma be'ena.
No, but every malacha is a malacha. That's why it says malacha, malacha, malacha. We learn from the Mishkan. We're saying these things are certain kind of, they're not, you know, again, what is a malacha? So the Orz Aruah says it's transformative. Others say it's a maisa omenus. That's not the same as chachma. So it is a little different.
How about a miru l'akum?
What about a miru l'akum?
To do the redeem. So that you're not, to zero.
Good question. Could be. The kani tira afilu hidbik b'shabes she'eno roi. So what about our Gemara? The answer is if it's a shvus, hidtira afilu hidbik b'shabes she'eno roi lachila afilu b'mirza kedarko shelo yehei mechazer achar sakin v'nimsa mischaya ben kachubay. You know, Hanami, you could have said in our Gemara that we have plowed with a shinui, right? But we're worried that if we allow it with a shinui, he'll stand around and there'll be an afiyah. So this is the Ramban. So the Ramban is as several chidushim. In the end of the day, the Ramban thinks that Radia Sapas is a Shavuos. The Ran half agrees with the Ramban and half disagrees. For Ramban, he says, Ramban, Limeid Olav Schus, meaning the Rif. The Ramban is Melamed Schus on the Rif, the Sefer Milchamosa. Well, the Fish Eini Maskim, B'chol Mashakosav, says the Ran, I don't agree with the whole Ramban. Eini Kosav Devarav, Shalola Harech, so I'm going to cut it out. Right? But, Echtov Dati, Yishu Miksas Kedvarav, I'm going to write the, you know, the my view, which is partially based on the Ramban. He took part in any omitted part, right? And it goes as follows: Hanuch Rabban and Ochi Parchi Vaday Radias Apasus Kiyas Shofar Lav Shvus Ninu. Right? It seems that Radias Apas and Kiyas Shofar are not a Shvus; they're less than a Shvus. The Tana Devei Shmuel Kamalak Savarul Asas Yotzus Kiyas Shofar Radias Apas Chacham Aveinu Malacha. Right? Lav Lav Kinu Bimalacha Daraisa Kamar Nali Kalei. Also interesting. The Gemara didn't need to tell us that these are not Daraisa, that they're not Malachos. That's obvious. The Kulu Malachos Mimishkan Yalfin on the Hu, Urdias Apostle, Hava Mimishkan. Why, how could they be Malachos? Where would the Hava Mina come from? Right, they're not in the Mishkan. Can I mean them a parent called Dadal? Obviously, doesn't think it's Lisha, right? Shavak Tanani Don Bishal Samanim Dava Mimishkan Menachet Ofe. Right, beats me up. Amad Afias Apas, lo haba b'mishkan. The whole Afias Apas wasn't in the Mishkan. We have Afia in the Mishnah, but really it's Bishol. Just that Afia is the bread equivalent, you know, Sidur the Pas, a Bishol. But really in the Mishkan it was Bishol Samanim. That is the dyes. Right? So apparently there was no Afia. If there was no Afia, there was no Radiyas Apas. So where would anybody think to, you know, that it's Malacha? So you don't need to tell me that it's not a malacha. Adraba, l'chiyube tzrichin t'tehava b'mishkan. You don't have to prove something is not a malacha. You have to prove something is a malacha. That's the default, and for that it needs to be in the Mishkan. And this isn't in the Mishkan. So when the Gemara says chachma v'ena malacha, don't zero in on the ena malacha part. That's obvious. Elavadai Tana the Bay Shmuel Achikamar Kivan Shakasub Omar Kol Malachas Avoda. This is fascinating. The Mashma Malacha Gemura Avchachamim Bishvusim Shalayim La Asru Mashu Chachma the Einu Malacha. Wow! Since the Torah speaks about Malachas Avoda and not just when it comes to Yontif at least, and not just Malacha, so it would underscore the idea that malachos are malachos gemuros, and that would have impact not only on the daraisas but on the drabanans in the system. That's just a very interesting idea, because the Torah uses a certain kind of expression, as happens regarding Yom Tov, not even Shabbos, namely an expression which accentuates the stature of malachos. So that should be koveya legabe, right, the standard of drabanan malachos, and anything that's a chachma shouldn't be a drabanan. That is a chachma, not a malacha. Daraisa is obvious, but since the Torah uses high standard language about daraisas, that should spill over to drabanans, and this shouldn't qualify as a drabanan either. That's how the Ran is reading the Gemara. Amazing, right? Hilo tema achi ma'ikam akshinan perko kiste abayse tani shachach pas petaner matzul mazon. Gimel Seudos Kishorod Aleud Mirda Levesakin Bachinan etc. Nema Neidi Sur Daraisa Leika. Right, Shvus Drabanan the Ika. The Gemara should say right away it's there's a Shvus Drabanan. The Hasanami Lo Mishanina Nachi. They don't say that in the Gemara. El Darmina Kolmad Absolutionly Mishanina. Who Bevadish Zeh Loshen Mochiach Mitocho the Rudias Apas Lav Shvus Gomeru. So what's fascinating is that this is where he parts company with the Ramban, right? He's saying, number one, the Daraisa language impacts on the standard of the Rabbanan. Then he's saying, so apparently, if this is a Chachma, it's not even a Shvus. If it's not even a Shvus, then how could the Gemara say that there's Im Efshal Shnuya Mishaninan? The answer is because Im Efshal Shnuya Mishaninan applies even in less than Shvusim. Wow. Okay. Ba'od mashma mine navi din efshal shniya besaken mishaninan ve'ilo avdina b'mirda. I'm skipping three lines. The kivin shekain by karmin and hacha konim shavle de'isur skila. The radia lab shvusi. But if that's the case, then it's not even a shvus. So our gemara becomes more difficult because what is our gemara saying? Maybe he should allow the thing to bake in the oven and violate a malacha daraisa rather than do what? At least the Ramban's maskana was, Ramban's havamina was, it's mutar. If it's mutar, it's a malacha. Otherwise, it's not. And it's not even a shvus. Kamash palan, you see from the din of shinui that it is a shvus. Right? And what does the shvus on? There's no hat there. Right, and it's not l'shem kavod. Maybe l'shem kavod Shabbos for the Ramban is more of a heter than l'shem menias iser. Not in the weight of it, but at least in terms of again being mutah. But according to the Ran, who says that it's not even a shvus, right? So what's the problem in our sugya? Right. So he says the kim chakein by karmin hachak karm shav the day iser skila to redi alav shvusi ella uvdin zechol he. It's just uvda the kol, right? Efshar l'shnuyeh mishanina, v'lo efshar avid like kidabinan zui kushas rishonim. That's exactly what bothered the rishonim. If it's so negligible, then what's the problem in our gemara? The parik la harif. The nei devadai hachi who the radius of passes kia shofar lav shpus ninu miulu the dechal dami velo sharinan. So what emerges from the Ran, ironically, radius of pass is at its lowest stature for the Ran, right? It's uvda dechal rather than shpus, but according to the Ran, even uvda dechal number one requires a shinu yim afshar. Which Ramban thinks is not true in terms of the categories of Hilchos Shabbos, and even Uvda Zechol is something about which we could say that it be to Divrayim B'Mokom, which is very remarkable. Now again, it could be that we have to add to it what you said before, which is that, you know, the Afiyah, it's about undoing the Afiyah rather than, you know, making sure that it doesn't get done to begin with. It's about being oker it rather than making sure it doesn't get completed. Possibly we have to add that point, like Tosa says. But, or the Riva, that Tosa says. Even then, it's a remarkable thing. So again, you know, we live in a world, I don't want to, you know, pontificate here, but, you know, we live in a world where people are very, not only lackadaisical about certain things, but, you know, they're very kind of irreverent about certain things also. In certain circles, if it's not Doraisa, then sometimes it doesn't matter if it's Doraisa either. But if it's not Doraisa, you know, so, you know, it almost doesn't register. And certainly, you know, you tell them there are different levels of Drabanans, right? There's a Malacha Drabanan, there's a Shvus, there's an Uvda Dechol, but you really see debates in the Rishonim, right? Which characteristics are associated with those different levels of which levels of Drabana? But even the most minor, seemingly inconsequential Drabanans are taken very seriously by the Chachamim.
No.
The call of Radia Sapas. Right.
Using
a sakin instead of a mirta. Remember, the Ran is saying this isn't even a shmuz. It's less than it's Uvda Dechol. Like I say, right? You know, Uvda Dechol.
But he's making a
Uvda Dechol. But Uvda Dechol, she'efshar, Uvda Dechol with this pressure. Remember, Uvda Dechol, the shame. Kavod Shabbos, Matzil and Gimel Sudos, still Imetzel the Shnuyeh Mishanina. Even though it's Uvda Dechol, it's not even a Shavuos.
And in our case here,
maybe we don't allow you to undo an Isra Malacha because even though it's Uvda Dechol, it's Uvda Dechol.
He's taking a very insignificant
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And because they get very cold, he's raising
his very hot.
Even though Uvda the cold is one of the lowest of Drabanans and Shabbos, even lower than Ishmus, it still is treated with great gravity. It's a Musar Haskel.
Is that because of Shabbos? It's not Shabbos.
Meaning
it shows the severity of Shabbos that even Uvda the cold, which is the lowest level of Drabanan, can take on these.
Well, I think it shows in general that we're very serious about things that are usur. But in general, I think you're right. I mean, Uvda the Chol is a kind of a kiyum, you know, more than an isur. In other words, we spoke about that earlier in the year, right? In other words, there's a mitzvah say of Shabbos. Uvda the Chol isn't a malacha, you know, but it's very Ramban-esque. Right?
Why did the kid show it was not in the Mishkan? It's not in Mechatzot's roof.
Yeah, but it wasn't part of the malacha or stuff.
But it was, you know.
Right, but it isn't part of the building of the Mishkan.
Right.
But it isn't part of the building of the Mishkan, which is where the Torah and those parshios seem to connect Shabbos and. Okay. So now let's move on to the other part that we the front loaded and downloaded part, and we mentioned also. Shogeg and Mazid, right? So let's go to the Gemara here on Dalid Amud Aleph. Here we're getting there. Kufa. This is four. This is where we're up to in the continuation of the Gemara. Six lines down, right? Kufa. Boy, Rabbi Barabai. Same Gemara. Hidbik pasta tanur. He put dough in the oven. Harder batter. Etir lo ladosa kanu shavu dechi of chatasala. Oh, tiru. Are you not allowed to remove it, etc.? What are we talking about? Exactly your question. Very fascinating. Gemara also. If we're talking about he put it in b'shogeg, below itker, and he doesn't remember that he put it in, or that it's Shabbos, or whatever, or that this is a malacha, whatever it is that he doesn't remember. Leman, hitiru. So who are we talking about here? The Gemara wants to know, are you allowed to do Radiyas HaPas to save yourself from Hafia? But if he doesn't remember, he doesn't remember, right? He doesn't remember. So who are we talking to? Elalav, Dihadar.
He could be reminded in the interim.
What? So that's okay. Good. Elalav, Dihadar, Vitkar. He does remember. Meaning he put the stuff in the oven in a state of Halama, Shekha. And now, somebody says to him, or he remembers on his own, Ivey, Shabbos, right?
Shabbos, good.
Shabbos, okay, we can keep doing this all night, right? Okay. So, Dihadar V'Yitkar, so the Gemara says, Mi Mechayev, but if that's the case, even if he does nothing, is he going to be Chayev Achatos? But tonight, we learn the Mishnah later on, Kol Chayev Achatos, Einan Chayavin, Adshei Tzilasan, Shkaga, the sofon Shkaga, in order to qualify to be chayav a korban chatas, there has to be a shikha or halama mitchila v'yadsof. If there's an elongated or an ongoing process, and you remember in the middle, at some point, or before the end, right, if it's still defined as before the end, then you're pater mitchatas, because it's not in the state of Shkaga.
Even if you forget again?
Oh. So what would happen if he remembered, right, and then he forgot again? Oh. So we'll get back to that. That's the discussion. Ramban discusses that. The Sefer HaShlamah seems to be our focus between the HaShlamah against the Ramban Udi'imei. Ramban tells the Shanim on one side and the Sefer HaShlamah on the other side. It may have to do with our front-loaded, downloaded, you know, issue. Because it's a little bit connected to the Gemara later on, which we talked about when we did talked about Dawud Amos and Otsam Rishos Oshos. The Mishnah later on in Kuf Hei Omid Aleph discusses the question of Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir. Meaning if I write one os, the Shogeg, right? And then I remember in between, right? And then I forget again, I write a second os, because the machokas Rabbi Gamliel the Chachamim in the Mishnah Kofei Amud Aleph, where the Yesh or Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir. We paskin Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir. But the Sefer HaShlama says even though normally Yesh Yudi Alechatzi Yishir, Bisha will be different. Or Fia will be different. So we'll discuss that. Okay. Anyways, for the moment, the Gemara's problem is clear. If we're talking about bringing a Korban Chatas, then what does it mean that he's going to remember and he's going to contemplate doing Radia Sapas the second that he remembers, he's off the hook for the Chatas anyway. Right? Ella, no, notice what the Gemara does not say at the moment, though, which is, forget about why do we only care about the Chatas? Right? We should care about the fact that he's doing a Chilul Shabbos. Meaning if he leaves it in the oven, he is going to be Mitzurah to Maisa Chilul Shabbos. So he won't bring a Korban Chatas. That solves all the problems. What about the fact that he's connected to an act of Chilul Shabbos? Bigger problem. Or at least another problem. What? Okay. And therefore, it isn't Chilul Shabbos because it's Shogeg. It's not Sasek. So there's no Korban. There's no Chiv Korban. But he did a Maisa Aveir B'Shogeg. Right? And he has the option of undoing the Aveir B'Shogeg. But that's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about, punishing him more or less or whatever. We're talking about his options. How much counter pressure is there for him to do Radia Sapas to make sure this doesn't happen? That's what we're talking about. Ella B'Mezid. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about Mezid. Oh, if we're talking about Mezid, then remembering in the middle or doing something in the middle is possible. And then the Gemara makes sense, right?
Yep.
So the Gemara says, but if it's mezid, it doesn't work out linguistically. Because the Gemara says, kodim sheyava lidei iser chatas. It should have said, kodim sheyava lidei iser skila mibayle. So it's a linguistic question. The Gemara says, amrav shila liolam shogein, v'lamani tir lacherin. Maybe he actually doesn't remember. Right? And that's why he's going to be chayav chatas unless somebody does something. And the question is whether somebody else, his friend, right, some other Jew, should fall on his spiritual sword, as I said before, for him on a lesser offense to save him from a greater offense. Interesting question. So the Gemara says, "Maskeplar of Sheishes v'kiyomrim la'adam chatei kedeshet zach chavercha." This is a very, very important topic, as I say. We'll have to do it after Pesach. Do you say to somebody, violate a lesser offense so that your friend will avoid a greater offense? Elam Ravashi Leolam the Mezid. Let's go back to the Mezid idea, because Achim doesn't work. Now again, we'll discuss the Bali Tosas. Discuss the question: what really is the evidence in the Halacha throughout Shas? Do you say Kadei Chadei Kadei Shetazake Chaverch or not? The Gemara here seems to say unequivocally that you don't ask Sechayecha Kodmim, right? You should always help out someone else, but even to do an Aveira for them, even a small Aveira for their saving them a greater Aveira. But we'll see that the evidence in Shas is quite mixed. And therefore, either you have to figure out which is the main sugya, or you have to make distinctions of different types. It becomes a much more complex issue. Anyways, so then the Gemara says, Ve'ema kodim shiava the day iser skila. If it really is mezid, we're back to the question of not before chatos, but before skila. So the Gemara says, Ravacha b'ed the Rava masla be'edya. Rabbi Barabai, he did pass the Tanur, he did learn also Karm Shiava the day, he's just Gila. That's what it is. Okay.
You could say Chatas doesn't mean.
What?
Chatas, but Chatas means Lechait and Lechait.
No, I mean. Okay. Anyways, that's the Gemara. Now. Oh. Yeah. So now the question is to understand what is going on here. So number one. Tells us here, the Ella da Hadar the Itkar Bay the Itkar Mi Mechayev. So Tosa says Tema, the Lishni Ema Lidei Isachatas. Kidikar Basama Kodim Shiyava Lidei Isar Skila. Right? The Gemara says here. That we're concerned not just with the Onesh of Skila, but we're concerned with the Iser of Skila. So how come earlier the Gemara was very focused on whether you actually chayiv chatos? Why not say kodem shiavo lidei, not lidei chatos, but lidei iser chatos? Right? Oh. So the Rabban, Tosfos doesn't answer the question. Right, I'm saying when he did a peshogeg, it seems like all we cared about, that's what we were saying, that's why we asked the question. It seemed all we cared about was whether it brings a karban. But when it comes to the question of skila, it seems like we're also interested in the question of the violation per se b'mezid, right? So Tosfos says, I don't understand why that emphasis that we have later doesn't apply earlier, and then we just could have dispensed with even saying skila at all. It could have just said iser chatos instead of chiv chatos, right? So the Ramban says, basically, in Achanami, in other words, once the Gemara says this about skila, then you can go back and write the same thing about chatos. Who I did. But Tosus doesn't know the difference, but they thought that there was a difference. And if you look at some of the other Rishonim, the Meiri, for example, some of the other Rishonim Alatar, seem to think that when it comes to Mezid, right, the Chilul Shabbos to Mezid, even without Onesh, is considered to be very severe enough, right, that this Gemara would apply. In other words, that you would allow or Dias HaPas in order to prevent the Chilul, the Mezid, from taking place. But Chilul Iser Chatos without a Chiv Chatos, that the Gemara thinks, right, is less significant. So this raises an interesting question about the general relationship between Shogeg and Mezid when it comes to Chilul Shabbos. So I'll just give you two quick examples, and there are more, and it's something to think about. Earlier in the year, when we talked about part of our Agdama, so on Daf Ayin Omid Aleph, Tosfos quotes the Mechilta had Havamina, that in order to violate, in order to be chayiv for Yisra Malach on Shabbos, which is, you have to violate all the malachos. Right? That's what the Mechilta says. We don't pass it this way, of course. Yachol, you might think that Behelem Echad, you have to violate all the malachos in order to be chayiv once. Right? Kamash Malan, it's not true. Yachayiv chiluk malachos al kol echad v'yachad. Right? So, not only are you chayiv for individual malachos, you're chayiv for each individual malacha when you do them together. But there was a havamina, the Mechilta had a thought that the only way to violate Shabbos and to be chayiv misa or chatas is to violate the 39 office malacha, which at a certain level makes sense. Meaning, what happened in the Mishkan isn't just individual dvarim chashuvim malachos. It was a gestalt, meaning it was, they put together this Mishkan. It was a process. So maybe, to really violate Shabbos fully, right, you have to, it's not enough to do a little amavir and a little, a tofer and a little bit of kosev. You have to, simulate the whole Mishkan experience. Interesting, right? It shows the interconnectedness of the malachos. Fine. So the Ramban on Ayin Amud Aleph says, I don't understand. There was such a Havamina. Doesn't everybody remember the story in Chumash about the Mekoshesh Eitzim? Right? So he didn't do 39 Avos Malacha. So how can the Chilta even think that you need all 39 to be Chayav Echatas when the Mekoshesh Eitzim, we're not sure which Malacha he did, but he only did one. Yeah. So the Ritva gives an answer to this question. The answer is based on the assumption that it's a good question. Whatever we're going to say about Shogeg as a Havamina, we're going to say about Mezid as a Havamina. The Ramban, however, says, no, the Gemara's Havamina, the Mechilta's Havamina was about Shogeg. In order to have Chilul Shabbos to Shogeg, you have to violate all 39 Avos Malach. But in order to violate the Mezid, it's enough to have one. In other words, the difference between Shogeg Moed Mezid isn't just the Onesh, it's the very notion of Chilul Shabbos and what it takes to constitute Chilul Shabbos. I'll give you another example. Gemara says in the beginning, in the first parak, and again later on. Say that again?
should get Shabbos. You don't have Shabbos. You do all.
Yeah.
So you can easily do the shogeg all the moment.
Yeah, but that, I mean, it's also shigas malacha.
It's easy enough to contemplate.
Right. No, but that's the metzius. What Ramban is saying is more fundamental than that. He's just saying the each malacha, the shogeg, is doesn't stand alone. It's the interdependence. It's the whole package. But in Mezid, each one is a separate Chilul Shabbos. That's a fascinating chilul. Another example of this, and there are a bunch of them actually, is Isi ben Yehuda. Gemara in the beginning parak, in the first parak, later on we'll see it. Actually, we can look at it now for a minute. Gemara quotes Isi ben Yehuda. Here on Vav Amud Beis. You look in the middle of the page, he says, Matzasi v'megillah starim, be'rab chiyya, v'kasuba, then a megillah starim. In other words, they weren't allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh, right? Because it's Dorm Shebal Peh, yiyat Torah Shoy l'kosam, until they did, you know, Eifas Hashem Eferu Torah Secha. So sometimes in order to remember things, right, if it wasn't just the typical thing that you learned and heard, and it was part of the regular Masorah, and you heard it a zillion times, so they would, you know, if they heard something unusual, they'd write it down on Megillah Star. They'd write it down on something, and they'd keep it, you know, under wraps, because they didn't want to violate. Not that, you know, that wasn't considered a violation of Vorm Shebal Peh. It wasn't meant permanently to be written, and it wasn't publicly to be, you know, displayed. That they wrote things on Megillah Star. So he said, I found on Megillah Star in Beirab Chia, the Kosaba Yisra ben Yehuda Omer, Avos Malachos Mem Chasar Akas, Ain't a chayv ala achas. About 39 of us malacha, and you're only chayv one. Huh? What does that mean? Ain't. But ten of us malachos mem chaser achas. Avina minyan ala amali from Rebbeochin and Shemoson Kolam behelamakon chayv kalachas the achas. That's not true. The Mishnah has 39 of us malacha. The reason for the minyan is that if you do them all bevas achas behelamakon, you're chayv 39 and not more. But it's not true that you only chayv one. Ela ema eno chayv al achas mehen. Vakamash malon ha mehanach delo misafka. But what Isi ben Yehuda wrote, what they wrote about Isi ben Yehuda is that he said that there was one of the malachos you're not chayv for b'mezid. Oh, okay. Right? That's what he wrote. But you should know that Chotzah is not one of those malachos. Fine.
You're not chayv
for mezid. One of the 39.
You're not chayv for mezid.
What?
Were you not chayv?
Ah. So that's not so clear, and the Chiddush Aran al Atar says no. I mean, whatever it is this one of the 39 isn't real, and you have to bump up maybe one of the others to take its place. But he wasn't sure which one. But Bali Tosis all over this place say that's not the pshat. The pshat is that Isi ben Yehuda was speaking about Mezid. Here, look at Tosis. Hava Kamashmul and Karab. Bikan the daktek ri the lo ktani isi eno chayv ala achas mehen el askila avakatas chayv al kulam. Okay, meaning when it comes to shogeg, Isi ben Yehuda said, right, you're chayv on 39. When it came to mezid, he said you're only chayv on 38. And at this time, it's a kula rather than a chumra. It doesn't really matter so much. I'm just trying to show, and there are a few other examples of it as well, that there are some makoros here or there that when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, it's a question to ask in other contexts too, but you might be mechalek, when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, there's a difference between Chilul B'mezid and Chilul B'shogeg. And that difference isn't onesh oriented. It has to do with the character or the quality of the Chilul. Okay. So this question, whether or not here in the Gemara, they were only interested, right, in when it came to the mezid, we're interested in preventing the Maisa Aveira, even if there's not going to be skila. When it comes to shogeg, right, seems like they were only interested in the chatas. So again, Ramban disagrees. He says, no, once Gemara has one, it has the other. Bali Tosis asks, the Meiri and some of the others actually do make that distinction. There would be a difference between Chil Shabbos and mezid. and Chilul Shabbos Bishogeg. Bishogeg is very connected to the actual Chiyuv Chatas that we're trying to prevent. Okay. So I'm not going to get into the Chiyomrim L'Adam Chatei Kedek Shak Chavercha right now, because that would be too distracting. But what I want to do is discuss for a couple of minutes, we only had like 5 minutes, but to start the question of front-loaded and back-loaded deen. So just to make it perfectly clear, again, most malachos, just a little bit of context first, and then I'm just going to show you the Rashash, who's the most extreme view, and then everybody, you know, piled in after that. But let me just start with context. Most of the malachos, the 39 of us malachos, are, every malacha has its challenging point, you know, and we can spend time, quite a bit of time on each and every one of them. They're each one is fascinating, how to be magdir, how to define it, etc. However, having said that, most malachos are basically simple operations, meaning it's a single performance, whether it's grinding or separating or writing, or, you know,
tying,
or you know, sewing. Well, whatever the case may be, the most malachos have a single, you know, hagdara. Okay, what exactly the shem malacha is about? Is it tachlis oriented? Is it, you know, a remote control? What I call a remote control action, where it's result oriented and not action oriented. So there are many. What exactly is the, you know, the shem malacha, you know, is tzad, is it hunting, is it trapping, you know, does it have an aggressive connotation, or prevention? There are all sorts of issues in each malacha, but basically the malachos, most of them are a simple operation. Here and there you have malachos which are phased operations, or elongated performances. Hotza'ah is one, but in a different way, because you have Akira v'Hanacha. We've been discussing that, we'll discuss it more. Right? There are two parts to it. Right? There are two chatzi malachas, if you will. But it doesn't have to be divided by any time frame. You can be Oker and Meniach in very short order. There's no, you know, definitive time frame in any case. So it's two phases in a slightly different way. But for example, that's why we have issues like, does Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir apply in something like, you know, Akira V'Hanacha? Right? That's what we discussed already. Fine. Things of that sort. Kam Le B'Drava Mineh. You know, you did the Akira, you end up doing the Hanacha, and in between, you did the Chiyuv Misa. That's what we talked about. The Gemara in Ksuvas, Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph. He's Korea Shirayim Balichasa. Or he steals an object, right? And, you know, in the middle of doing a malacha on Shabbat. So since it's a bit of a, you know, complex operation, right, there's a middle. And that's why you get things like Akira Tzorech Hanacha, right, issues like that in terms of Kamlei V'Drava Mineh. However, having said that, so Akira Hanacha has some of these characteristics, but I say there's no time weight. There's no definitive lag, right? It's what you make of it. Afia and Zriya are different in that, you know, by definition, they don't happen right away. Right? There's a front-loaded part and a back-loaded part. And the question is, since they're parallel in this way, you know, what are some of the consequences of that? And what is the relationship between the parallel? So Misvara, if you'd asked me, I would have said, and a lot of Achronim say this, that even though Zoreya and Ophia are both elongated performances, by definition, they take time. There's still a big difference. Right. Number one, as we discussed, Afia can take place on same Shabbos. It usually takes place on Shabbos, right? Whereas Zriya cannot. Surely that's significant. Moreover, when you put something on the oven as an action, it's preparatory, right? Just our initial response, you know, reflex. Say, oh, that's the Ma'is Afia. No, it's the Ma'is Afia is when it gets baked. Zriya, on the other hand, we tend to look at the opposite way. Or we tend to think that, okay, it isn't niklat or nishrash pakarka, but the act of Zriya is putting the seed in the ground. Right? So in addition to the fact that that's what usually happens on Shabbos, and the klita and ashrasha, by definition, take place sometime during Chol, right? Our impression would be that if we were, in other words, given our druthers, I think, I know I would, that, you know, that let's say Afiyah is backloaded, I would say that Zriya, on the other hand, is front-loaded. Okay. So having said that, what's fascinating is that the Rashash felt that these questions really are mutually connected or interconnected, because why would you even think that? Why would you think that there is a certain affinity in the Malachos that would make that one should be the source for the other? Why not just say each Malacha is its own character? That in itself is an interesting meta-halachic question in general, or maybe about the Malachos of Shabbos, going back from the beginning of the year, whether all the Malachos are basically one idea but different applications, or each Malacha is a shame. The more you think each Malacha is a shame Yisro, but b'fnei atzmo, there's no reason to say just because, you know, they have certain characteristics in common that one, right, is going to be the basis for the other. So I'm just going to leave you with this, since it's our last, and we'll pick up with this after Pesach.
If you set a trap on Shabbos and the animal's caught hours later, is that the same?
So with that, we'll discuss that also. That also is an interesting question, but it's usually the not when you put the trap, for sure. So this, just to look at this for 1 second, on Dalet Amud Aleph, on the Ayin Gimel, sorry. Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph in the back, if you look at the Rosh Hashanah, with this we'll conclude. Just a very, very, very fascinating Rosh Hashanah. Just 1 second. Do we have it here?
94. 94 on mine.
94? Why am I not finding it? Yeah. Where is it?
At the first beginning, Ayin Gimel Amud.
Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. I thought it should be.
Hazareah.
Oh, I see. It's at the bottom of mine. I'm sorry. Okay. Hazareah. He says, hey, Ap Kolzman. Shalom Nishrash, Man Deshadi Bekadadami. Right? If you do Zriya, he says, as long as it doesn't really catch, right, it's like sitting in a bucket or something. It's like nothing has happened. Hain Menachos, that's with regard to other matters, obviously. Mikomakom, Kivadai De Zriya Soata Yisharish Achakach, since the Zriya that he does now will result later on, all things being equal, in Hashrasha, Chayiv. You're Chayiv. Kemo, Ofe, Vitzola, the Chayiv, Avabishanefa, Vinitzla, Akakach, Me'elav. So far, you see the comparisons building here. Right? These are elongated performances where, and nonetheless, right, you can be Chayiv for what you do now, as long as what happens later happens later. So then he says, "V'hine im lakan azera konim shenishrash near the potter lemafrei al mashazara kim shalom niskayim amakshavto." But if that's the case, and this is not a clear in the Gemara, if you were to uproot, you did Zeria on Shabbos, and then either later on Shabbos or on Chol, even possibly even on Chol, you uprooted it. So he says,
"Uproot would not be the correct word."
You determined that it would not take root, 100%.
Removed.
Correct. You removed it. So he says, in that case, you would be potter. Mashenkin hacha hechad lo nishrash adayin lo nasa klum. The command is shanda bekadadami. V'nei b'zorea mashma dechayev after hashrasha lo tia ele b'chol. Ayin mashma kosov perek beis dekilayim. V'chenen otea chayev af bizman klitosom nimsheches. Right, umizeh nearly dechein haofa b'shabbes im chashecha chayev aftein shol shetigamra piyaso mivod yom. So he says two remarkable chidushim based on the connection between bishol and zriya. One mid bishol nishmal zriya, the other mid zriya nishmal bishol. He says, listen, there are two things in the Gemara that we don't know. We don't know what happens in bishol when you put it on the oven right before the end of Shabbos. Right, and it's going to only bake on Chol. That we're going to learn from Zareya, because it's clear that a regular case of Zareya, you put seed in the ground on Shabbos, and it doesn't matter that it's Niklat B'chol. So from Zareya, we're learning to Bishol, and the same, what we learn from Bishol, our Gemara, our exact Gemara. Gemara says, Hinvik Pas Patanur. The Gemara says, if you take it out before it cooks, even though you put it on there, what's the halacha? Your pots are Me'afiyah. So from Bishol we're learning to Zareya. So we learned that Zoreya is also backloaded from Bishul, and we learned that Bishul is also front-loaded from Zoreya. And the Minchas Chinuch and the Eglei Tal, I think they both are wrong. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. And we're especially going to talk about the Bishul part of it in our Gemara itself, based on what we saw, Chatei Chatei Shetazaka, Hasra Safek, etc. So that will be for after Pesach. Next week, this term, I will try to get the information out. We'll have a Pesach cheer, but in five towns.